This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Lots of love, lots of sharing, lots of info. It's Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air with a historical cover on the new Playboy magazine. Somebody named Bretman Rock appears on the cover of the magazine, the new issue, wearing a bunny suit. However, he's not a woman. So
I thought they're not in print anymore. Is it just online?
Yeah, online. Hmm. So a lot of people are upset about that. I don't know what
this
point.
A lot of people.
Who cares? I think Playboy has become fairly irrelevant.
Right.
But I just got a kick out of all the people that I saw. Hey, did you see the cover of Playboy magazine? I'd rather talk about the James Bond. Actually, I'd rather not talk about either of them, frankly. What I do want to talk about, Jennifer, if we may go to you. I don't think the last couple of weeks really paid much attention to the wildfires because they've become almost a part of life in California. At this point in time, about the same amount of land in California in that area has been burned as the state of Rhode Island. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres. Now, normally you have big wildfires there. And there are a couple hundred thousand acres of forest in California that are burned, and they grow back, and it's actually good. But the ground is so much drier now. Have we just stopped paying attention to it?
The fire is necessary for regrowth, right, and rebirth. But when it happens more naturally, a lot of the stuff that we're seeing is stuff that's either been set by homeless people or set by people who are not knowing how to manage their campsites or whatever it might be. And so those aren't necessarily as much a part of the natural process of things, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so what you're seeing with all of the wildfires this year is that we have a beautiful like giant sequoias that are just gorgeous up in that area. And a lot of people believe that hundreds of those fell victim to this fire. And that's, I don't know, for someone who loves nature and who loves getting out and away from the city, I think that is, it's really unfortunate that they become the victims in all of this. But the focus on fires is back because the state's supposed to see some pretty ugly winds over the next couple of days. They're already warning us that they're going to shut our power down, that because, you know, California has such a stupid power grid that when it gets windy, the power companies have now decided it's safer to just shut everyone's power down so that they don't risk the sparks that can cause one of these fires again. So we're already getting the warnings.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As somebody who's lived there all of your life, lived in California, I've spent certainly a lot of time there since the early 1990s. I feel like I'm a part-time Californian. I don't understand how it is that people, it's a thought process that you continue to think it's okay, or you give somebody who's supposedly in charge enough leniency. Normally that would hang somebody, but in this case, it's ignored. I'm talking about Newsom and even his predecessors who have not required, in fact, they've encouraged this sort of up yours attitude from the power companies. And what has happened in terms of some of the stuff, as you pointed out, needs to be burned. That's the way Mother Nature intended, so that there's regrowth and something new. But when hundreds and hundreds of houses are burned and people's lives are lost, and there is no recompense, there's nothing. I mean, they keep having these things repeat themselves over and over again. Have we become so dull that we think it's okay for this sort of thing to go on? It is a huge indictment of leadership.
Yes, and people are stupid, and here's how they are so stupid. We had the opportunity to recall Gavin Newsom, who has done nothing but fail in every department. He hasn't done anything that is good for anybody in California except for maybe a handful of a few that he super serves. We had an opportunity to recall them, but people are so dumb that they allowed the party to come in and do advertising and say that the leading candidate was somehow like Trump. And God forbid we have, you know, we'd rather have someone who is pitiful, pathetic, excuse for a leader than someone who might resemble Donald
example.
Trump.
Okay,
it's
here's
so
another
ridiculous.
Example. There was a law that was signed in by the governor on Friday that requires a certain educational fact. I don't even know that you make it a fact, but a requirement to teach in school that's not the Black Lives Matter story. I've lost
race theory. Critical race theory is now mandated.
Yeah. How dare you? That's not. What does that have to do with learning about reading and writing and arithmetic and how to think? This is the kind of stuff that when I saw that, I was furious, frankly, that the requirement would be made to this. It's something to be taught and it's something to learn, but to require people to have a certain, this is like rewriting the old American history textbooks to play out that all Native Americans were bad guys and the best Indian was a dead one and that kind of stuff, which came about in early textbooks. This is it's the same kind of thinking, and it's appalling, frankly. I find it appalling. So anyway, it's just I was off on on the fires.
I have a feeling that a lot of people in California. I mean, it's two very different issues. But when you get down to it, it all comes from the top. It's all leadership, and we don't have a way to capture water to put out the fires. We don't have a way. We haven't.
You had little rain over the weekend, didn't you?
But capturing the water should be something that everyone agrees on, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Not all the environmentalists do, because that would mean you'd have to dig up some of the ground, and then you have to put. I mean, it becomes.
But what do they want to die? That's what is going to. You're going to have people dying because there's no water.
Again, when I say that people are dumb, it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Oh, my God.
And, then you have power grid. You have power companies who are made a deal that they could just pay off people's losses rather than actually shore up their power grid. So now we have no power when it's windy. I'm ready for it. It's going to happen. We're going to have no power because the wind is blowing. I mean, it is the most ludicrous thing that you could imagine in the state this size. It's supposed to be leading this country. And for that matter, the fifth largest economy on the global scale.
Yeah.
And we can't get this right. And then when you get to critical race theory and the mandates, Newsom put out a new mandate that kids will have to get the COVID vaccine before much of the research has even been done. And his kids are not vaccinated yet. And so people are like, wait a second, why do my kids have to get vaccinated? Old enough, his 12-year-old, they've not received the vaccine yet.
Has he said why?
No, and he'll be asked this week, I'm sure, because now the news this weekend was, why in the heck are your kids not vaccinated if it's so great for the rest of us? People are pulling their kids out of school, and it's a mess because there's just no real leadership.
No. Okay. One thing we didn't talk about last week very much, and I mentioned this, I think, on the Talk Radio Countdown show, the fact that Merck is seeking approval for an antiviral pill that would treat COVID. Where was Merck when it came to the vaccines?
Nowhere. They couldn't even get off the ground with a vaccine.
Yeah, they tried one, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what do we think about this
pill? They didn't even submit it. They literally just withdrew all their research. But now the trials on this pill are really, really good. So much so that other countries are now already trying to get their orders in. And the U.S. is also going to order a bunch of these treatments. I think we're starting with almost, I think, enough for 2 million Americans, something like that.
So my question would be, can you take the pill after you've had your shots? Is there
it's a treatment,
part of a study someplace? Yeah. Is it a treatment if you have the COVID, or is it?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. So it's treatment if you test positive and you have symptoms for COVID. This is where in the past where you would go and get the monoclonal antibody treatments, which are, you know, an IV treatment. This pill you take at home, and if you take it for 5 days, and that would replace the treatment that you would get in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, if you're sick enough that you obviously need more a ventilator or whatever, then these pills are not going to do that. But the early results on this have been very encouraging.
Good. That's good. Now, back to California, but it's not the only place. East Coast, West Coast, the cargo. I didn't, because we've talked about this, so it isn't like I didn't know. But it's becoming, you can see some of the video shots, Jay, maybe we post these someplace on social media, of ships waiting offshore off the East Coast, off the West Coast, thousands, not just a couple, but there are cargo ships piling up in ports all across our country, actually all across the world. And the chaos.
The oil spill, they think, because there are cargo ships that are now in a parking lot in California, and one of them was in the wrong spot and dropped an anchor.
So how did it happen so quickly, or did it? It's just nobody paid any attention to it until this sort of thing happened.
It's been building for a while.
You've got a couple of problems, though. You've got there's a shortage of dock workers in California. There's also across the country.
Because they stayed home because it was easier.
Right. Yeah. And also the truck driver problem. That's also been an issue. So you've got dock workers, and now they're sitting there, and now there are no truck drivers to take this stuff away from the dock, so they can't unload anything else. And this is why everything, well, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why everything is so expensive right now. And, you know, you add in the inflation and all the spending that Biden's doing and wants to continue doing, and we've got some big problems.
You see the price of gasoline, what's going on with that all around the country? Look at that as a bellwether of what kind of is going on. Certainly food for thought. 17 after, this is the DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The shift from warm days to cooler and cozier ones just makes you want to switch up your look. Luckily, Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is happening now, so you can discover your best hair this fall. Get up to 50% off hair care essentials from your favorite brands like Biagio and Revlon, and restore your hair with incredible deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. So don't miss out. This event ends October 23rd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Okay, so the Guinness Book of World Records has a new winner when it comes to the most expensive French fry ever fried. Did you see this?
No.
The restaurant has sold 50 orders of French fries at $200 an order.
What?
$200.
Are they coated in edible gold? Like, what are they made? Right? Isn't that like gold covered? Is that what is it, truffles?
Restaurant called Serendipity 3.
Oh, that makes sense. That holds up. But really, what's in it, though? What are in the fries?
Nothing. It is the usual. They have little. They have. I mean, nothing. It has little bits and pieces of this sort of, what are they, the kind of, not salt, but the sort of spices that you put in. But I. You know, they've created an ambiance around them.
We'll look it up. Okay.
They're goose fat.
Yeah,
we're going to look it up. Yeah.
Goose fat dipped is what it says.
Goose fat. Yeah, cooked in goose fat. Love it.
Flakes of gold.
21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 23 after the hour now, trending time in this hour, every hour at this point in the hour. Jay Kirshner comes in with the details of a lot of, there's a lot of this, that, and the other thing. Always, what I used to think was trending was always news stuff, but we find that, I mean, this is news, but it isn't like the hard news stuff. Am I accurate in that assumption, Jay, that we don't seem to find as much hard news in some of the things that are trending as I used to think.
Oh, that stuff's trending, too. I just don't pull it because that's what we talk about anyway.
In general. Right. Okay. So let's go to Morgan Wallen, who got huge applause at an Eric Church concert. He was pretty much
He was pretty much banned from everything. He kind of, it was like three strikes and you're out. The first was he was acting a fool in the Kid Rock's bar in Nashville, kind of not really assaulted a police officer, but got pretty aggressive, was arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct. He was booked as a musical guest on SNL, and he was out partying during like the height of COVID, and he broke their COVID protocols, so he had to get booted from the show. Of course, they did welcome him back, but then another time, he was caught saying the N-word while he was drunk on a neighbor's camera, front door camera. And so pretty much after that, concert venues, country radio, the award ceremonies, everything banished him. However, his record sales still increased. Well, Eric Church, well, he did say that he was so disappointed in Morgan Wallen's antics and that it's just absolutely inexcusable. He also added that the guy is young, he is dumb, and he needs to surround himself with better people in his life and basically, you know, grow the heck up. And so Eric has kind of taken him under his wing, and he's like, fine, I'll be your good influence and role model. And so Eric Church, he had an issue with COVID where a lot of his team came down with COVID. So he basically was performing by himself for two concerts in Pennsylvania, one in Pittsburgh, one in Philadelphia. And during the Philadelphia stop, he brought Morgan Wallen on stage and they performed a couple of his songs, Wallen songs, and the crowd went crazy. Absolutely crazy for him. They loved him. No boos. Everybody was cheering.
All the controversy aside, I don't get anything special from Morgan Wallen.
I don't either.
I just don't. I have heard his songs. I just don't get it.
He's a so what singer.
I'm not a fan, but
So why would the crowd react like that?
Because they are a fan. I mean, look at it. Yeah, he was banished from everything, and yet his
feel
fans
like
were
more
still,
political.
Yeah, his fans.
Yeah,
but
I don't know if it's political. But wait, because he was asked to be on SNL. He's seen as like one of the up and comers of country music. I too am lost with him. I mean, I don't really think it's anything special. But like, I think he had enough attention and enough push to get on SNL. That's not usual for country singers. So
no,
I think
and
he does have a pretty big crowd of people who like him.
And after the N-word thing, his record sales increased.
Yeah.
He had number one songs
it's
throughout
really
all
awful.
Of that. When even his label was like, you need to sit down and time out for a little bit.
Yeah.
So the fans, his fans, were like, hey, we got you, buddy.
Okay. Well, congratulations. All right. This is the more important story. The three-year-old Texas boy that was missing for 4 days is okay, apparently, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was found fine. He was smiling and happy when he was found. A citizen called in around, like, 11:15 Saturday morning and was like, hey, I think he's in this wooded area nearby. And he sure enough was found nearby 4 days.
So how did he get out of the house? What's the
his family had just arrived home and they were taking things into the house from the car, and the little boy chased a neighbor dog into the woods, and the adults took their eyes off of him for long enough for him to disappear. The mom was very concerned that he was kidnapped. They say that there's no indications of foul play.
How did he survive for
4 days?
But,
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. That's what a lot of people are saying online on social media is, how was this boy in such good shape being out there for 4 days at 3 years old? Did somebody take him and they were like, maybe not? Is this a Lady Gaga dog situation?
Yeah, that's the question. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Car and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 2 souls have died after a small airplane crash in a residential neighborhood in Southern California, east of San Diego. The plane, owned and piloted by a local cardiologist, Dr. Sugata Das, who reportedly lived in San Diego but flew back and forth from his work at Yuma Regional Medical Center in Arizona. The plane crashed into a UPS truck near Santana High School in Santee on Monday afternoon. A Wyoming coroner will give an official update on Gabby Petito's autopsy during a briefing with news reporters on Tuesday. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue called a press conference for 2:30 p.m. Eastern to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include a cause of death for the Petito homicide. Football legend John Gruden announced that he's resigned as the Las Vegas Raiders head coach on Monday. The New York Times reported earlier Monday that Gruden used unacceptable language in emails over a 7-year period. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Former President Trump's rally in Iowa on Saturday drew a lot of people. David Amelotti of Iowa News Now reported roughly 20,000 people were in attendance. After the rally, Newsmax caught up with 45 to discuss the direction America is taking under the Democrat leadership.
The fact that he's just doing a terrible job as president, his phone numbers are low, but when you look at Afghanistan, that withdrawal was the most embarrassing thing in the history of our country, in my opinion. And then you look at the border where hundreds of thousands of people every couple of weeks are pouring into our country. We don't know who they are. We don't know, in most cases, where they even come from. It's a disgrace what's happened to our country. Then inflation and the economy and everything is bad. We've never had it like this.
Just over a week ago, a major oil spill in Southern California brought to light the amount of cargo ships parked off the Long Beach, Los Angeles port waiting to unload their goods. The president of the Florida Ports Council, Michael Rubin on Fox News, has a remember when the system worked.
We used to have bipartisan transportation bills that passed out of Congress. Been a while for that. I can remember Congressman Dan Webster actually standing beside Congressman Alcee Hastings, you know, pretty much the yin and yang of Republican and Democrats, passing out substantial transportation bills. And we're not there. And it's a shame.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into conversation mode here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner. So Matthew McConaughey says he's measuring the run for governor in Texas. If we all lived in Texas,
I think he might do it.
What?
I think he might do it.
I think he might too.
He really might do it because I think it'd be interesting, and I think it would be interesting for Texas because you've got Governor Abbott, you've got people running against him that say Abbott's not conservative enough on the Republican side. Then you have Beto O'Rourke, who is like far off on the other side. McConaughey might
be unrecognizable,
kind of like independent sort of. That would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and then George Clooney has been one of those people that does he run for something? And from where he doesn't live in this country as much as he lives elsewhere. So, but I noticed there was some attention anyway to whether or not he would run. People have asked him, but he said over the weekend that he wasn't running, period, end of story. So, okay. I see McConaughey as a different sort of political character than Clooney. Does anybody agree with me on that? I don't see Clooney as being an effective politician. I could see McConaughey as being
fairly
effective.
I don't know. I always thought of the three celebrities that people think would run, basically. This is pre-Rock. But I think you have Ben Affleck. You have George Clooney. Never thought of Matthew McConaughey. And I would have always, if you would have asked me 5 years ago who's more likely to run, Clooney or McConaughey, I would be like, Clooney all day long, because McConaughey just never seemed all that serious, but it's flipped a little bit. So, I don't know.
Okay.
That's just me.
So, here's this, the prosecution, the feds have charged a Navy engineer and his wife with
this
trying to share secret sub-technology, but with whom is the question. They were arrested in West Virginia over the weekend. They'd made attempts to pass along secrets about nuclear submarines. To whom? That's the question.
We don't know, because luckily they ended up selling it to an undercover FBI agent. So they reached out to, I guess, several foreign countries. I would imagine China.
How'd they get her? What does this guy do?
How do you, like, do you call up President Xi, and why in the heck would anybody try to go to West Virginia to sell submarine secrets?
Well, this guy's a high-level security, he has high-level security clearance, and so it gave him access to the detailed information about the submarine design and performance characteristics. So basically he had, like, all the specs on it, and that's what he was trying to sell. Now, what made him decide that he wanted to be a traitor? I have no idea. His wife is in on it, too, so I hope they go away for a very long time.
He worked in some circumstance where he had that. It sounds like a James Bond movie, actually.
Like a movie plot, yes.
Yeah, it certainly does.
So apparently he orchestrated, but this is between June, and they acted pretty quickly, so between June of this year and October 9th, he orchestrated several what they call dead drops of restricted data about the nuclear submarine reactors in exchange for tens of thousands of dollars in crypto. So it hasn't been made public yet that I have seen of who he was, you know, communicating with and trying to sell these plans to, but he was paid for it, so.
Mm-hmm. The United States and Russia agreeing to lift targeted sanctions against each other in order to have one of the undersecretary of states travel to Moscow this week. I guess I had forgotten about this, the different sanctions that have been passed against Russia because of their hacking and they do in return.
Yeah.
Right? There's no meeting. There's a meeting between the president of China and the president of the United States. I don't think there's a meeting scheduled between Putin, though, and Biden, is there, in the near future?
I think this is
not
the beginning,
a new one, no.
Because they're sending number three.
Yeah.
Victoria
right.
Nuland. So, yeah, so, it might be leading up to that, but usually it starts on a lower level.
When these people get together, it used to be that there were exchanges of gifts. It wasn't just on the presidential level. You'd have different things that were given to people that represented the culture of the country.
Yeah, remember Hillary gave Putin the restart button, the reset button? Remember that?
I think I do vaguely, yeah. Right. So, okay. So is this a time, do these things really calm people down? Isn't it nice, Mr. President? Thank you very much for that lovely gift. Or do they pay any attention to it at all? It's just ceremonial, I guess, as much as anything else, yeah? Whatever gift exchanges, I don't know.
I think it depends on the relationships, right? I mean, you know, it's...
What do you get for the dictator with everything?
Right.
Here's Taiwan.
Yeah. I would be so afraid of giving something that, like, just hits wrong and is so offensive, then you didn't intend for it to be offensive or something, or just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Taiwan, there's a huge brouhaha that's brewing. Is that a good way of putting it? The Taiwanese say they are not going to bow to pressure from China. China says we're taking you like it or lump it. And so the United States obviously is lining up with Taiwan. So where does this get us? Where do we go?
I think this is
going to
get us, I don't know. But this is probably going to escalate a lot further. So, I mean, we already have, over the last year, we've already been doing training exercises, the U.S. in Taiwan.
Right, right.
So, and unfortunately, so have the Chinese. That's the thing is that a lot of people think they'll be in there by 2024, but most experts think that as soon as the Olympics are over, they're going to go for it. They're acting empowered and aggressive. And you kind of wake up to these news stories about why they're important, but this always takes me back to when President Trump was newly elected. And do you guys remember what the big deal was when he took the call from the president of Taiwan? Do you remember
Wasn't
that back
before,
in 2016?
Because he took that call before China, right? And then China freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so it was like the most standing like the United States had given to Taiwan or something, because Taiwan is not even recognized by China. So even taking the phone call was controversial, and it was kind of done on purpose. And that sort of just, I skipped over that. But the more I hear about what's going on, the more I'm like,
I remember hearing it wasn't on purpose. It was just that he answered that they were calling to congratulate him on his win, and that he took the call. I didn't really think that it was something that was that calculated, because it kind of,
yeah.
I don't know. All
because
right, well,
none of the other presidents had talked to Taiwan before. They weren't even taking the phone calls, actually, from Taiwan in matters like that. Obviously, they would talk for diplomacy, but it, like that. And I think it was, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it just always strikes me as how that became such a big deal. And I'm sort of like going back to that in my mind as we talk more and more about Taiwan.
Hmm. All right. Let's see what the Taliban is doing.
I think Biden will light up in the same way, though, or at least he should, as Trump did, being an advocate for Taiwan. I don't know that, you know, not necessarily a political statement about who's doing better. It's just I think you'll see them lining up probably on the same side, hopefully at least.
Hmm. I think you go so far with that stuff, and then because there's so much speculation, what do you do with that? There's nothing you can say. Oh, we're going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. Let's let it play out. The Taliban says that we, the United States, are going to provide humanitarian aid to whom in Afghanistan? To whom? That's that correct English? Yes. To whom is the objective case? So who the I love this. They have a new political spokesman whose name is Suhail Shaheen. No relation to Gene Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire.
No.
Mm-mm. No, probably not. All right. So anyway, they are trying to soften what's going on there.
I think that's their PR plan, right? Kind of look as normalized as possible on that diplomatic front. But
you know what helps? Not hanging people in the middle of a town square.
Right.
That, I mean, that actually goes a lot farther.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So why do we care that Iraq held an election over the weekend? The parliament, this is not for the presidency. I wonder why they don't have,
trying to establish that. You know, it's like with, you know, when we kind of all get confused about parliamentary governments, like whether it's Israel or England or, you know, Canada, where you have to have enough people to back one particular party and then they become, you know, the majority. So, but the problem, though, is that they had such an incredibly low turnout in Iraq. So I don't know. A lot of people feel like if you go and vote, it's not going to do anything to change anything. So it's just basically since Saddam Hussein's capture, it's just sort of been chaos. And it's, I don't know, they just don't seem to be able to get it together. Although I did think it was interesting that they have biometric scanning for voting. So they've got that. They've got that down, but I think that also scared people away because they don't want to have their biometric data recorded if they vote, quote unquote, the wrong way. You know,
I'd settle for an ID. I mean, I'd like an ID here. I don't need an eyeball scan, probably.
The place is a mess, and the whole Middle East is a mess, and we've made it a mess, and we don't take any credit for it. We don't. You know, if we're going to own up to stuff with the Taliban or help them out, we should. I don't know. The whole thing bothers me. Going back to what I said earlier, if you didn't hear what I was talking about earlier, you can get the DJV download, or you can hear the program later because we have the full show on all day long at djvshow.com. And I'm sure in the next 24 hours, the download will have some of the conjecture that I shared with everybody. This whole thing about what it is that troubles us and where we are, where's our head, where's our psyche? Certainly the pandemic has been one of the most disruptive things in all of our lives. But if you recount some of the other things that have been disruptive, save the death of somebody that you loved, thinking about either national incidents or international incidents, what has been one of the defining moments in Iraq for me is another one of these things that has been completely and unnecessarily disruptive. Every time we get into some war, the military-industrial complex has a picnic and the rest of us get screwed in any number of ways, psychologically, monetarily, look at the tax implications of spending all that money for all that, all the things. We've talked about this before. What was left in Iraq? All right, so we have the reminder about the DJV download. The most recent one that we have posted now at djvshow.com answers the question in part, why fix the national debt ceiling when you can move it? That's something that we see. This is the lack of leadership here, the wasting of money, that sort of thing. It's a frequent question, but this time we brought up the moral implications of it in our discussion and the ethical implications of spending money here, taxing people, spending money that we don't really have, and what does it do to future generations? I think that's moral and ethical, and it needs to be faffed out. And so I asked that question, and we all talk about it on the most recent DJV download. Lots of other things in there, too. Barbara Corcoran's fat-shaming comments about Whoopi Goldberg. That's something else that you can listen to and sort of be, whether you're amused by it or not, it's something that people are talking about. And that's what we specialize in here. Follow us at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And hear all of this at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the – I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Past the hour, and yeah, it's Monday, so normally in this slot you'd have Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, but because he's indisposed today, I thought we ought to get caught up on a few music stories, ladies, including the interview Paul McCartney did in which he claims John Lennon was to blame for the Beatles split. I think everybody always thought it was Yoko who was, so where does this, how does this stretch out? McCartney's pretty strident in this interview, from what I can see. I haven't heard it, but I'm looking at some of the quotes from it. And Jay, it looks like there's, you know, he makes doesn't pull any punches here.
Yeah, well, it was always kind of speculated that Paul McCartney kind of went on the diva trail and was the one to split the band up because he was the one that announced the split. When he was talking to a BBC Radio 4, this interview is set to air October 24th, but he was saying that, no, Lennon came in, he was like, hey, I'm leaving the band, and it was their manager that was like, hey, let's keep this hush-hush, we're trying to figure out deals, negotiating other things, and Paul McCartney just got tired of it and was like, no, let's move forward, here's the announcement. Yeah. But yeah, I always heard more about the Yoko stuff because there's that big joke on, I can't tell you how many TV shows and in film where it's like, quit breaking up the band, Yoko.
Oh, that's
whenever there's anything going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Blame the woman. It's that's been around. For people who still say that today, you're just perpetuating misogyny. Yoko did not break up the Beatles. And I think that's, and John Lennon knows that, Paul McCartney knows that, said it. Yeah, it's ridiculous to keep blaming her.
I want to hear Ringo Starr's take on all of this.
I do, too.
You know, Ringo, peace and love, peace and love.
Right, yeah. All right, speaking of McCartney, here's another McCartney, no relationship, according to Victoria, who told me when I said, is Jesse McCartney related to... No!
He wishes he was.
Okay, so he may be wishing for... I mean, what in the world? Why does anybody do anything with Michael Bolton? So what is this? You're playing this... in the background, the Jesse McCartney song, Michael Bolton.
Well, the story is that the Jesse McCartney placed second on The Masked Singer. He was really good. He should have won, but he was second in a former season. He's going to be back. He's going to do a duet with one of the finalists. Michael Bolton is being brought on the show. He's going to do a duet. Michael Bolton currently is on the new celebrity dating game.
Right.
With,
for what reason? Nobody can figure.
He doesn't even know why he's there. No. I've seen the show a million times, and he's like, why am I here? Like, he has no idea.
Collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, Reba and Dolly. Okay, this looks good. That's it. I'm all for this. First duet.
So good together.
This is from a new box set called Revived, Remixed, Revisited, released a couple days ago. This is more than a greatest hit set. Three-disc collection, 30 new versions of the best-known songs that Reba has done. And then she does a duet with Dolly. I think this is fabulous. You want to crank it up a little? Go. I bet they had a lot of fun doing this. What do you bet?
Well, they've been friends for so long.
Yes.
It's amazing that they've never sung together. It's crazy.
I thought they did something in the 90s, no?
No.
Maybe some earlier.
The first thing together.
This is it.
Really? Yeah.
This song is originally from 1993.
Ah, okay.
But it was just Reba's song.
All right. Here's the latest from Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They've got an album coming out together. What's this called? An Evening with Silk Sonic. This cracks us up a little bit. This actually sounds good.
This plays right into your disco love.
Yeah, it sure does. I like the sound of this. I haven't heard before. So tell us who Anderson .Paak is, Victoria, will you please?
He's an R&B singer. He's been friends with Bruno Mars for many years, and they've written stuff together. Then they came up with this idea to do a little project called Silk Sonic. That's their name of their duo. And now it's been so... I mean, they've had a few hits now, so they're going to do a whole album, and it comes out November 12th. If it's a whole album of this, I am so down.
Totally in for this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is very good. Crank it up again, Philly. This is pretty much old-time standard disco for me. That's why I like it. I love disco music. Always did. I sort of lost out on it because I stopped being a disc jockey in 1974, started doing talk. But I'm a big fan of disco stuff. So this is very good music. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, ladies. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, the Silk Sonic album. Crunny, whoops, wait a minute. We are at 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extend.